It's ready, yeah.
Right, good evening, councillors. Welcome to this meeting of the Licensing Committee held on Tuesday the 11th of May. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the council's website. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet, blog from this meeting. The use of any images and sound recorded is not under the council's control. I'd like to welcome you all to this first face-to-face meeting of Charlton Council's Licensing Meeting, or any committee meeting, held for 15 months approximately. And I'd like to thank Karen, Nikki and Democratic Services for making this available to us. So, you know, thank you. So item one on this agenda is apologies. Have we got any apologies? Can I just ask on the apologies, will the members that haven't been invited to this meeting be put down as apologies, or will they be put down as non-attendance, or how are you working that?
They will be put down as not required, and there will be a comment made that it's down to COVID restrictions that they've not been able to attend, so it will not count against their attendance statistics in a negative way.
Thank you. Minutes of the previous meeting that was held via Zoom. I've got a copy here. Has anybody got any comments on them? So in that case, I'm looking for a motion to accept them. Thank you.
And I'm opposed, Chair.
Are we all in favour of those? Thank you. I'll sign those and pass them over. Disclosure of pecuniary interest. Has anybody got anything they wish to disclose appertaining to this meeting? That's a no. Questions under committee procedures.
Sorry, Chair. I abstained from the minutes of the last meeting. I was not present at that meeting. So could I be reported as abstaining, please?
Thank you. That'll be noted. Item four, questions under committee procedures. I guess we've got none. So what we're here for tonight, item five, review of Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing Policy. Who's presenting that? Alan.
Thank you, Chair. This is the review of the Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing Policy due to the taxi standards guidance. The initial draft policy was approved by the Licensing Committee on the 16th of February 2021. Prior to consultation. The consultation was undertaken with the trade and is detailed within the report. A copy of the initial report is provided in Appendix 1, along with a copy of the Department of Transport, Statutory Taxi and Private Hire Standards. In addition to that, Rob Mitchell, the Chief Executive of Charlton Borough Council, was written to by the Minister for Roads, Buses and Places, Baroness Vere of Norbitten, to ensure that all changes to the policy are implemented by the 31st of December 2021. The policy is to ensure that standards are in place to protect the safety of the travelling public. If the policy is approved, it will come into effect on the 1st of June 2020. In addition to the recommendations before you, I would like to add a verbal recommendation, if that's okay, Chair. For recommendation 2, I would like to add that the Head of Regulatory Services be given delegated authority to make minor amendments and alterations in respect of administration procedures and as required to comply with changes to legislation and government guidance in consultation with the Chair of the Licensing Committee. And the reason to be noted for that is to ensure that minor and necessary amendments to the policy can be made in a timely manner. I shall now ask Grace to go through the report as well. Any further comments, if that's okay, Chair, and then we'll respond to any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Chair. This report seeks to approve the Council's Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing Policy, attached at Annex 2 of the committee report. Following consultation, changes were in respect of the Department of Transport Taxi Standards. The original draft report was approved for consultation on the 16th February 2021 by the Licensing Committee. No comments were received during the consultation period. The final policy remains mostly the same as that proposed at the meeting of the 16th of February. A couple of changes have been made. At section 1.3 of the policy, that has been read, changed to read that it will be reviewed 5 yearly as opposed to 3 yearly, other than when it's reviewed throughout its lifetime if needed. And a new section has been added at 3.2 of the policy entitled Vehicle Proprietors, in line with 4.9 of the original committee report on the 16th of February. No comments were received in respect of the CCTV, so it is proposed to keep this under review. Now, thank you, Chair. Should there be any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you. The only question I've got is no comments. Why did we get no comments?
I suspect it may be that the trade haven't read it in its entirety. We were asked to send out a hard copy to one member of the trade, which we did, and the offer was given to all the trade in the letter and email.
Alan.
Thank you, Chair. Also, we sent out a summary of the amendments that were making to the existing policy back when we did the draft policy. So we've done a robust consultation with the trade, highlighting the key changes that were made as part of the policy within the newsletter itself as well.
So the taxi drivers and the trade are well aware of what you're proposing, and just chose not to make comments.
A further newsletter is proposed. The reason why we've asked it to be sent out on the 1st or be approved on the 1st of June is that we propose to send another newsletter to all the drivers confirming that it has been approved by yourselves and what the changes will be, so that they are well aware again.
Thank you. So I'll open it up to the floor to see if any councillors have got any comments or questions. We are using the speaker system, so can we wait until your little mic goes red before you speak, so Karen's got a record of what's said. Thank you. Sue.
Oh, this is Councillor Popley first. But do you want to press your button, Councillor Gerrard, and then I can...
It's your speaker button, the other side. Other side. Keep going.
I know. Is it? Well, I'm a bit.
It's
all right.
Big button, knee speaker.
Sorry, we're all out of practice, aren't we?
Yeah.
Right, and now I'm just about to press it red. There you go. Oh, hang on, I've done wrong one. That's one.
Thank you. Yeah, going through this. Charnwood or any other taxi firm in the borough have a designated taxi service for the females only, and are the cameras in the cabs, and are there escorts on, say, a school run or something like that? Thank you.
Councillor, we haven't got a particular firm just working for female passengers. All of the licensed taxi trade have attended and passed safeguarding courses, so they know how to work with vulnerable passengers, including that of children and adults. In respect of the escorts, we're not actually responsible for that, but if they do school runs through Leicestershire County Council, they are required to have escorts, and those escorts are checked and have to do safeguarding
Any other councillors? Councillor Popper.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Grace, it's great to see you back and everyone else here. It's nice to be all together in person again. My question is regarding the change to the time frame of reviewing from 3 years to 5 years. You know, I'm a bit of a stickler about these sorts of things. I'd like to put the difference, if it's possible, and go with a 4-year review. Reason being that it fits nicely between the council term. When we change the council, the next election will be 2023, the next one 2027. So every licensing committee thereafter, every 2 years into the new term, will review the policy. And I think it's a better thing going forward. Apart from that, I think it's an excellent report. Well done again to you and Alan for everything you've back to us today. Thank you.
So can I ask Alan, how would you feel about that suggestion?
Thank you, Chair. I think Grace will correct me if I'm wrong in this respect. It is statutory guidance we've got to follow, irrespective, and it is national statutory guidance we've got to follow, unfortunately. I understand the reasoning, what you're saying there, and I do appreciate that, but with it being statutory guidance, we should really be following the statutory guidance.
Thank you for coming back. Anybody else? Councillor Ransom.
Good evening, Chair, and the committee members, and thank you very much for all the work that both the officers have done and Democratic Services have done on this item. With regard to this, just one query I have. Are we liable for the Uber car taxis that come into our location, or are they a freelancer? That's what it was asked me.
Uber have no longer got an operator's licence within Charlwood. However, Uber are based in Leicester City, Derby City, Nottingham City. Ubers can use hackney carriages to act as private hires, and I believe some of our hackneys are working under Uber as a private hire, but they are not doing anything illegal under the deregulation in 2015, which allows operators within our area to subcontract outside.
Thank you, and please keep an eye on it, because I think it has to be, really, because we don't know who. We better taxi people there. The Uber taxi people aren't vetted to our standards. That's all I'm saying. You can understand my concerns.
Alan, I think you want to come back on that.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just to add to that as well, the statutory guidance does talk about liaising with the local authorities, neighbouring local authorities and other authorities to ensure any enforcement requirements for any taxis or private hire vehicles are non-compliant with it, maybe need to be reported. So there is some, we are developing protocols across the county and city for these sort of things, and hopefully other counties will follow the same process.
Anybody else? I can't see down there, guys, sorry.
I just wanted to add what Alan had said. The Department of Transport Taxi Standards is guidance nationally, mm-hmm. So it has been sent out to all local authorities, and the idea is to work towards a minimum agreement between all councils and all standards for the drivers. So wherever councils have maybe not worked to our standards or are better than our standards, the idea is that that minimum standard will be there, so all drivers of any company will be checked.
All I was trying to do is safeguard our own legal, our own people who've gone through, because, you know, Uber can come in and out, float in and out as and when, from what I understand. I know we've all come around the same, used them at some time or other. In the present and the past. So it was just safeguarding our own taxi people. Thank you.
I will add there, and I might be protective, but we're very good. Our rules are very good, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And a lot better than a lot of the other councils.
Yes. Just add to that, I wanted to ask a question, Chair, if you understand that.
Anybody else? So I'm guessing we need this proposing and seconding, do we? So.
And if I have it proposed, Chair?
And anybody seconded by Sue? All in favour? I think that's unanimous.
And that's with that
amendment.
Do you
want to come back at all, Alan? Subject to the writ of the verbal amendment, that is.
Yeah, that's obviously, that was recommendation one,
yes.
Chair. So do you want to read recommendation two again, just for clarity, for the vote, again, Chair? So recommendation two was that the head of regulatory service be given the delegated authority to make minor amendments and alterations in respect of administration procedures and as required to comply with changes to legislation and government guidance in consultation with the chair of the licensing committee. And the reason for that recommendation is to ensure that minor and necessary amendments to the policy can be made in a timely manner. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. But that's what we've just all voted on. We're all happy, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
believe that is the end of the meeting. Thank you all very much for attending.
Well done, Chair.